Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
If there was ever a trap game, brothers and sisters, this is it. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Here are reasons tonight's visit to Georgia Tech could be extremely dangerous. First of all, since the beginning of Frank McGuire's time, Carolina is the most anticipated game in every opponent's schedule. This comes from being a championship brand with six NCAA titles and so much time on the tube that the Tar Heels are almost their own TV show. Second, especially in these days of net quad rankings, upsetting UNC can boost teams on the wrong side of the bubble into contention for an NCAA bid and also help their recruiting immeasurably. Third, if Carolina gets caught peeking ahead, playing away from home can be even more treacherous than usual. And that is what the Yellow Jackets have going for themselves in Atlanta on ESPN. Yes, the Heels have one of the oldest teams in college ball this season, but are still acclimating to playing together in the ACC, especially on the road. And having found a way to win all five true conference away games, they could be overconfident coming off Saturday's comeback win in Tallahassee. Georgia Tech is 2-7, tied for 9th in the ACC and 9-11 overall. But the two conference wins are over Duke at home and at Clemson. And of the Jackets' last seven ACC losses, six are by 9 points or less. They are well coached by first-year Damon Stoudemire, who has the number 19 score in the ACC, Miles Kelly, the number 5 rebounder, Bay Ndongo, also number 3 in field goal percentage, and the number 2 assist man, Nathan George. Will third-ranked Carolina be overconfident for the 7 p.m. tip? Hopefully not, but boys will be boys. They should know by now that their number 8 net and projected number 1 NCAA seed would take a serious hit by losing to number 134 and a quad 3 opponent. And the first of two big regular season games looms Saturday night when arch rival Duke and ESPN Game Day come to Chapel Hill. The second-place Blue Devils, 7-2 and 7th-ranked team, 19 net, won their game at Virginia Tech Monday night and 11 of the last 12. They know that losing to the 9-0 Heels could kill their chances of winning the ACC regular season. Key starters Jeremy Roach and Mark Mitchell are back from injuries, and John Shire will have a well-crafted game plan ready for the 6:30 tip. For all those reasons, plus losing two close games to Duke last season, mark tonight an equally big prelude for the epic struggle between a younger Duke team and the older but still ACC green Tar Heels. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.